Shmaitza Shir, Sunday night, or L'dalet Teves.
So, as per the instructions from the Beit Han Lefkowitz, I don't see any big crowds here due to that great blurb that he wrote for the bulletin. I'm not chepping. I think I changed one word in it, and that's all. Which is pretty unusual. Yeah, about this sheer
experience.
Oh, yeah, refreshed and rejuvenated. Okay, the Chodesh Havavos is tomorrow night, right? Okay. Okay, so we're going to start a synopsis of Shmaitza Dalet. You were warned. Yes. We don't care. Okay. Shmaitza. So Perek Aleph and Perek Beis sort of go together in terms of discussions of Rov and Karov and Kavua and Motsui, called the Porish, Chazaka, and all these types of relationships. The Perek Aleph starts off with the din of Rov, Karov, Hochanacha, Harov. That's a Gemara. Abai brings a raya from the Dam, that's Nimsa and Anisha, that we say is Tomei, even though the Karov of where the Dam was Nimsa would be a place where the Dam would be Tomei, the Aliyah. But Rov Dam comes from the Makor, so that's a raya that Rov, Karov, Hochanacha, Harov. Rabash loads up the raya and says it's also Motsui. In the course of the perek, the Shmaitz is going to change Pshat and Motsui. He's going to explain that. We know Karov, we know Rov, we know Ruba Diesel come home, we know Ruba the Lesser come home, we know Chazaka. Motsui is something we're not, it's not like on the list really. So he'll be explaining it really, like in the Havamina and in the Maskana, he'll be explaining it in different ways. Akaponim Rova says that maybe it's Motsui, and that's why. Now, Rova, a very puzzling thing. Rova brings a raya from Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya's Braisa says, Lachara, the same thing, that if you find this dam, then you bring a carbon, you consider it Tamei, etc. So, Shmamino Azlinan Basar Motsui. So Tyson says, what are you talking about? Maybe it's because of Rove. Same thing. I mean, you're dealing with the same case. You're dealing with Rove Dam and Amakor, and it's Karov Mino Aliyah. And Rove slugs up the Raya, that Rove Karov Halachacha Harov, he slugs it up. So he says, maybe it's because of Motsui. But then he brings a Raya from the Braisa. So what's the Raya from the Braisa? The Braisa could easily be Rove also. So the Shmaitza answers Tyson's Kasha, because what the Braisa adds to the Mishnah is that you're bringing a carbon. That you bring a carbon of Bias Mikdash. You bring a carbon to Mas Mikdash for Kadosha. Now, to bring a carbon, meaning it's a Diaraisa. To be Diaraisa, it is Hargosha. If there's Hargosha, the Shmaitz is Machadish, it's not really that much of a Chiddush. It's a very nice Svara. Once there's Hargosha, we know there's. If you find the meat in the street and there's 9 stores, kosher, 1 store treif, so benimtza halacha harov, called the parish, meruba parish. And if you go into the store to buy, then you say kol kavua k'machtal machzadami, if you don't know which store you went to. And the din is, if you saw a goy, let's say, really anybody, if you saw a goy, let's say a goy, just safer, because you don't have any other side riots. You saw a goy go into one of the stores, take the meat and put it outside. So that has a din of kavua. If you saw the pirish from the mokum akvius, then it has a din of kol kavua kamachal machzadami. You don't say it's called the pirish. You say it's you saw the prisha from the kvius, so you follow the rule of kol kavua. Says the shmaitza like a chap, that when there's hargosha, that's the equivalent of seeing. You're not seeing. You're feeling. But you're experiencing the pre-show mimokum akvius. It's not a question of benimtza halacha harov. Now you have dam and you don't know if it's rov. Where's the rov? Where's the miut? Where's the karov? Where's the motzui? If you have argosha, then you are seeing the prisha mimoka makvius. So really, how could there be a dindi araisa? Lechora, if there's a dindi araisa, then there would have to be hargasha of the isha. Once there's hargasha, you would apply kol kavua kamachal machso dami. So why do you bring a carbon? So that's Rabbi's raya that you go basamotsu. A new concept. Matzli. This is more, it happens more frequently. It's more common. But then the Shmaitza asks, so that's a brilliant teretz, it's Tosis Kasha. Rava's Raya, that there's a concept of Matzli, is from the fact that Rav Chiya's Braisa adds the concept of Karbon. Karbon, the Araisa. The Araisa, Hargosha. Hargosha, you can't say Ro, because then you see the Prisha Mimakam Akvias. And you would say kol kavua kamachal dam to dami. So it's machal machal. Why are you bringing carbon? Teretz is much. Really. You don't bring carbon. You bring an ocean poly. You don't bring a chatas or tumas mikdash for kadosh by the yoyrit. Actually, if it's carbon oil of yoyrit, I want to correct myself. If it's carbon oil of yoyrit, you don't bring an ocean poly. Ocean poly is only for chatas kavua. Tumas mikdash for kadosh is oil of yoyrit. And there's no Ashram Tali in another VR. I'm just correcting myself. If there would be a suffix, you wouldn't be the carbon at all. Then the Shmaitzer says, but wait a second. Why can't we extrapolate? If Motsui helps against, as we're going back to Rava, if Motsui helps is stronger than Karov, so why isn't Rov stronger than Karov? Because Rov owns to be Doichet Araya. So he says, it's not because of Rov, it's because of Motsui. The Shmaitzer says, but if Motz, and then the Shmaitzer explains, right? The Raya from Rav Chiya. He says, but why don't you extrapolate that if Motzui helps connect Karov, so does Rov help connect Karov? Why not? Rov is maybe stronger than Motzui. I don't know. Rov is a more common, familiar concept. So the Shmaitzer says, Pshat and Rava is that it's Rov and Motzui. Rava doesn't mean to be Doichet Araya. That it's only Matsui, that what we're following there is only Matsui, it's Rov and Matsui. But what do you mean, Rov? Wait a second. Kavua. Wait a second. You just said if there's Hargasha, then it's Kavua. So there's no more Rov because it's Kavua. Kol Kavua Kamachal Machsu Dami. So the Shmaitzer says a Chiddush based on a Shach. A Chiddush based on a Shach. Whoa, that was the original title. Then we brought a raya from Dom and Beisha. You know the case, whatever it is. Tome. Rava shlugs up the raya, Motsui. He brings a raya to his Motsui concept from the Braisa. Tosis asks, what's your raya from the Braisa? Maybe the Braisa's Rove, not Motsui. The Shmaitza answers, because the Braisa adds to the Mishnah carbon. If it's carbon, it's the Araisa. If it's the Araisa, it's our God. If there's Hargosha, then you can't go bust a rove, because it's Kavua, because you saw the Prisha, you felt the Prisha, Mimoka Makvias. So forget about rove. Shmaitzer asks, but wait a second, if you follow Motsui B'mokum Karov, so why wouldn't you follow rove B'mokum Karov? So like, what's Rava's Dichli really? So the Shmaitzer interprets Rava, that when Rava says, if Motsui, he doesn't mean just Motsui, he means rove and Motsui. His upshlag is not rov v'korov halachachar rov, but rov v'motsui v'korov. You know, you don't have a raya that straight rov against korov halachachar rov, because maybe by domim you have rov v'motsui. Okay? Okay, good. Then but you don't have a rov in the brisa. You only have motsui. How can the Shmaitzer say that rov means rov and motsui? So the Shmaitzer's mechadesh something based on a shach. The shach says that if someone takes something from the Mokum Akvius and then it got mixed up with other things, so the shach says you have a svek sveker. Because kol kavua kamachsal machsa domi, kol kavua kamachsal machsa domi, so that's one sofek. And now it got mixed into other things. You don't even know if it's that thing at all. Sofek one, is it that thing? Sofek two, even if it is that thing, maybe it's mutter. Kol kavua kamachsal machsa domi. So the Bach asks on the Shach, the famous din in Hilchos Vekzveker, that if you have a Suffolk treifa that got mixed into another piece of meat, so there's no Svekzveker, because that's called Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad Betaarugas. In other words, if something is us, this is Suffolk Osir, Suffolk Mutter. So if the din is that this is Osir Misuffolk, wait. The klal is a Suffolk Echad Beguf. Is this Mutter or Osir? And another, if this is Mutter or Osir, that's one Suffolk. And it got mixed into another piece. So the hurry of a sex fake. Which, and you pick out a piece. Did I pick out this or did I pick out something mutter? And even if I picked out this, maybe this is mutter. Beautiful sex fake. No. That's called Suffolk Echad Beguf, the Suffolk Echad the Tarubas. One Suffolk is this mutter or usher? And the second Suffolk is because of the Tarubas. You don't say a sex fake. Why not? Because this is already considered Vadai Osir, because of the din of Suffolk Deraisa L'Chumra. Because the two don't really combine. Because Suffolk Echad Beguf, but now this is a Chetza de Isura. Because this is also because of the din of Suffolk Deraisa L'Chumra. So now it's a Dover Osir that got mixed into something else. So again, it's Osir. It's not called a Svek Sveka. That's a famous. No. Because you have no right to stop. It's all theoretical. Here, because it's Suffolk Echad Beguf and Suffolk Echad Betaruva, is this guf already is a Chetza de Isura. Before it got mixed in, it became a Dover Osir. Before it got mixed in, it's a Dover Osir. Before it got mixed in, before, usually the two Sfekas coexist. In a normal Svek Sveka, Suffolk Tachtov, Suffolk Lo Tachtov. And then Suffolk Tachtov, Suffolk Rutz, and Suffolk Gainus. So they coexist. Here, there is a point in time when only one Suffolk exists. It's another klal. I'm not talking about that klal. I'm talking about this klal. Suffolk Echad Beguf, Suffolk Echad Betarugas. The reason. I'm talking about another klal, that if the two Sfekas are Mishem Echad, maybe it's not a Svek Sveka. Like if a Suffolk it grew before the Eimer or grew after the Eimer. And even if it grew before the Eimer, after the Eimer, but maybe it was Nishtarish for the Eimer. So the Kashi is, why is that a Svek Sveka? That's called Mishem Echad. Mapetom Shem Echad. It's a Suffolk Treifa, and that's a Suffolk of the Tarubas. This is a klal of its own in Svek Sveka. Called Suffolk Echad Beguf, the Suffolk Echad Betaruvas cannot create a Svek Sveka. The reason for the klal is because this became a Chetzer de Isura before the Taruvas. So they ask on the Shach, why don't you say the same by Kavua? When you took something, Mimoka Makvius, so before it became the Sarev, it became Osir. It's called Kavua Kamachal Machsa Domis. It became Osir. So why isn't that called the Suffolk Echad Beguf, the Suffolk Echad Betaruvas? So the Shach says a Yesoid for his answer. That Kavua is different than every Suffolk. Because Kavua is a Chiddush HaTorah, because really there's a Roiv. And Ein Loch Bo Yalech Chiddusha. So whenever the Kavua like combines with something else, like the way the Shach puts it, when the Kavua is Nisarev, and like it becomes another Siba for Heter, so then the Din Kavua is Misbatel. That's the Shach. Very big Kiddush. And really, it's like there's no Svek Svek anymore. Like now you really have Rov. But you only have Rov in combination with the Taruvos. Because if just had the Rov, it would be Kavua. But because it got mixed into something else, and the Shach says this Chiddush, that Kavua is a Chiddush, and Ein Loch Bo Yalech Chiddushei B'Levad, and therefore, once another Siba Feheter pops up, like here the Taruba is, so it becomes Mutter. Like the Din of Kavua is Bata. Ein Loch Bo Yalech Chiddushei, and no more Din Kavua. So the Shmaitzer says here the same thing. You have Rov Dom. But the Shmaitzer was machadish, that when it's not really a chiddush, it's a chap, not a chiddush. But when there's hargosha, so you really have to follow kavua, because called kavua kamach salmat, because you saw the prisha mimakom akviyah, so you felt the prisha mimakom akviyah. But now it's matzui also. That's how the Shmaitzer is explaining Rava. But now it's matzui also, so that's mabatel the din kavua. Rava doesn't mean just matzui. But what did the Shmaitzer say? Rava doesn't mean just matzui. He means rov and matzui. Right? And what do you mean rov and matzui? I just know din rov because of kavua. Yes, there is. So we are mevatel the din kavua when the rov combines with matzah. Just like the shach is more of a chiddush. You mevatel the din kavua when it's nisarev and something else. This is mamash asiba for heter matzah. So when it combines with matzah, the din kavua is batel, says the Shmaitzer.
So
the din kavua is nisbata. Yes, the Shmaitzer is explaining. What do you mean robe and matzui? There's no robe. We just said it's kavua. Hargosha. You saw the prisha of Makvias. So it's hargosha. So the Shmaitzer brings down the shach to explain himself. He answered his kasha. Why don't we extrapolate that if matzui helps against korov, so does rov, by saying rova doesn't mean just matzui. Rova means rov and matzui. But then there's an obvious question. There's no rov. What do you mean rov and matzui? You just told me a whole piece of Torah, Shmaitzer, that there's no rov because it's kavua. So what do you mean rov and matzui? No, it's not. There's no rov. It's kavua. So he brings out the shach that the din kavua is batel when the kavua like latches onto something else that's a siba fehet there, so the din kavua is batel. That's the shach's chiddush. Kol kavua is a chiddush, ve'englach boy al chidusha. So the Shmaitzer uses that shach's chiddush for here to say pshat and rabba. We're not talking about that. Why are you bringing that up?
Why? Because I remember that the time I was telling you what the kasha we had by Hargosha was. The kasha I think was, but Hargosha is still a suffix if it's really us or not. No? That must have been where the blood moved to?
No. Yeah, so that's the suffix. So there's a rove. It's like seeing a guy walk into a store and you don't know what store. So here you had Argosha and you don't know where the dam's coming from. But you saw, and there's rove and there's kavua. So that's kavua. Okay. Then the Shmaitzer continues, and the Gemara says behemshech there in the sugya that shmami no tlas from Rav Chiya. This Rav Chiya that we just said that you bring a carbon.
Can I just ask the Sefik and Sefik Tarovis, what if it was Tarovis then a Tarovis? Like you had a Tarovis, two pieces, and then you take each one out and they each go into a pot with other kosher meat.
So a Tarovis and then that Tarovis goes to another Tarovis.
Or it gets separated. You had two pieces and you don't know which one's kosher and which one's straight.
That's what you started with, that your first Sefik?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now someone comes along and takes each piece and throws them into another pot of kosher meat.
So that's also the same thing.
So would that would be a Sfek Sfek, or it wouldn't?
Some are trying to hold this a Sfek Sfek and some say not.
So I'm just trying to understand if the time is the issue, that we can stop it in time and say it was Usur and now it's one Sfek?
Yeah, that before the Taruv also became a Chetzer the Isura. That's how I understand it. That before the Taruv also became a Chetzer the Isura. Conceptually, your kasha is a very good kasha. Every Sfek Sfek, conceptually, you could just stop it at the first Sfek and say it's also.
But that's what I think he was asking before. It's like, why is this different then?
Because it's a Chetzer Yisura before the Tarubas.
Right.
Something that's Vaday Osir fell into the Tarubas.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look at it that something that Sufek also fell into the Tarubos. Once there's a din of Sufek Deraisa L'chumra, you look at it that something Vaday also fell into the Tarubos. The Shmaitzah then brings down the Gemara that brings down the Brice of Rav Chiya and says Shma Mino Tlas. So one is Rov Bekorov Hochanacha Harov, and second of all Ruba Diaraisa. The third is not Negea. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean Rov Bekorov Hochanacha Harov? Rov, well, you just slugged up that Raya. What do you mean Shma Mino Tlas? Okay. So the Gemara says Rabba was chayzer. Rabba was chayzer. So the Shmaitz is going to explain exactly. Rabba was chayzer. Okay. Now, what do you mean Ruba D'Araisa? So Taisa says it means the Ruba D'Lesa come on. Because the Ruba D'Isa come on, you don't need Shmamina B'Drav Chia. Ruba D'Isa come on is a pasuk. Acharav Mahatos, we're talking about Dayanim, it's a Ruba D'Isa come on. So the Shmaitzah says, whoa, the Dam is a Ruba D'Isa, come on. What are you talking about? What's Tlaisa talking about? Tlaisa says that the Gemara has to mean a Ruba D'Lesa, come on, because Ruba D'Isa, come on, is a Pasuk. But the Dam is a Ruba D'Isa, come on, not a Ruba D'Lesa, come on. So the Shmaitzah is Mechadesh, that Motsui is a Ruba D'Lesa, come on. No, that's what I mean. He reinterprets Motsui now. And now, his whole Torah about Rov and Motzui, I think, is no longer. That's why, Rov was Chayzer, meaning you don't combine Rov and Motzui anymore, because there's a reinterpretation of Motzui. That's what the Shmaitz is doing. That's why he brings in that Rov was Chayzer. Rov was Chayzer, so now you're not locked into a combination of Rov and Motzui anymore. So now he reinterprets Motzui. It's a Ruba D'Lesa, come on. Motsui! What are we talking about? Yes. Motsui means, yeah, if you think about it, if you think about what Motsui could mean, you'll say, hey, you know something? That's what Motsui means. What does Motsui mean? It means it's more common to come from there. That's Ruba D'Lesa, come on. Ruba D'Lesa, come on, most dam, usually. Comes from there.
Except that we always define Ruba D'Lesa come on as a set thing by, I don't know, by Chazal or by the Torah.
Teva. The dam usually
not just
comes
the teva,
from
the though. Bar. We just said that it's not just the way Teva functions, but there's specific things that they call Ruba D'Lesa come on. If they don't call it that, then it's not that.
No. You're right, but I don't think I never meant to say that you need the. Not everything is a Ruba D'Lesa come on. We have to know. You're right. You're right. That's how I want to explain. The definition of Ruba D'Lesa come on is the Rishonim explained that there's a Siba in the Teva why that's making it be that way. The Teva is producing this. Because remember, Kol Deporish is easier to understand. You have Treif and Kosher, and you're saying Kol Deporish Meruba Porish. It's a little more logical. Even though Ruba D'Lesa seems more logical, maybe, but it's really not. Because you're going out over to a cow at random, and you're saying, I know that this is not a Treif. No, you don't. Because 90% of the animals in the world, you see, people make a mistake. I think people, most of the time when they describe Ruba D'Lesa come on, they're really describing Ruba D'Isa come on. They say, because most of the animals in the world are kosher. But you don't mean, if what's in your mind is, most of the animals in the world are kosher, so this is from those animals. Their description. That's a Ruba D'Isa come on description. Ruba D'Lesa come on description is most of the animals in the world are kosher, and whatever makes that happen, I have a right to say this animal is kosher. Even though there's a built-in 10% of the treif, I know that 10% of the animals in the world are treif. So I'm going over to this animal and I'm saying it's kosher. But by Ruba D'Isa come on, it has a certain quality that I'm saying the treif stayed behind and this is the kosher. Like I'm not, there's no doubt. Like, once I paskin it's from the rove, so it's from the rove. But Reuven the lesser come on really has a built-in meal. Okay, why am I saying this? Oh, so what we once said was that. So what we're really saying by Reuven the lesser come on is that that Siba and Teva that produced. There's a Siba and Teva that produces kosher animals most of the time. So that Siba is functioning here also. And allows me to say that this animal is kosher. Because it's subject to that rule. So we said that just because there's a statistic doesn't necessarily mean there's Reuven the lesser come on. I don't know if most it's hard to pick a case, but
what do we say Reuven is the come
on? Let me finish this explanation. What we said was you need Chazal. I don't know if most. It's almost always a Siba and Teva,
right.
But that's what we once said. So here also, I mean, certainly in Teva, a woman sees down from the Makor, not from the Aliyah.
Right, but we ran into a problem
here.
I think you had to say that Chazal has to define what's a Reuven the lesser come on.
I think by sure not
come.
Sure, Nachon. By a sure, that's.
I think it was something with the.
Oh, because of a minik. It's minik. Because we said there's no Reuven the lesser come on when it's totally a minik.
Oh.
Most people buy shvarim for this.
Right.
So there's no real Siba and Teva.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it might be true that statistically most people do it, but there's no. You can't say there's a Siba and Teva because people choose what to do.
What do we say about Reuven Reuven is
a family? I don't know. What
Why
do you mean?
Now we say the same thing. The same thing that cars. We have a statistical sample. You know the sample in front of us. 90% kosher. I was saying the same thing. That
it's a different din. Kol the Parish says that I have 9 and 1, and when 1 is Parish, I could say it was Parish from the set of 9, not from the set of 1.
Why?
That's the din of Kol the Parish, Meruva Parish.
And what is the...
I'm not going into that now.
Okay.
What I said was that once you say Kol the Parish, you don't have a miut anymore. You will find throughout Shas that whenever you have a Reuven the lesser, you have Rameir Cheshin the miut. Because you have to deal with the miut. Because the same Siba and Teva that makes 90% of the animals kosher makes 10% of them treif. Not the same seed, but that's also part of the running of the world, that 10% are treif.
And maximum,
the miut's gone when you separate out the rest. One is treif and 9 are kosher. And I keep
Once
taking
you
one
say
away
Reuven the
to make them kosher. Now I'm left with 2.
That's a technical shot.
That's
technical
shot. Right, so
that's an
irritating
technical shot. A person that, let's say, wants to say, I don't want to be Simon Hanrov, I want to eat for sure kosher. I don't know, so he wouldn't eat either. I don't know if he'd be allowed to, because he's not cursed. But I don't know if he'd eat either. I think he would. I think he should feel, let me put it this way, he should feel more comfortable eating a Reuven the Issa come on, I feel, than Reuven the lesser. Even though we always think of Reuven the lesser as the more powerful one, but in a certain way, the Reuven the Issa is more pure. Because once you say Kol the Parish, it's 100% kosher. Because you're saying, because there were 9 100% kosher pieces here, and 1 not kosher. Once you say Kol the Parish, Meruba Parish, you're talking about something that's 100% kosher. Meruba the lesser come on, it's like it's never 100%. You're saying you could follow Reuven the psak is maybe 100%, but there's like a built-in margin for error. There's a built-in margin for error because you're not talking about Kol the Parish. You're talking about an animal that was born. It might be a treifa. You're saying, oh, don't worry. Most animals are kosher. But you don't mean... Again, I think people not knowing to make a mistake. It's not most animals are kosher and this is... part of that set. No math. You're not saying this is part of the set of animals that are kosher. You're saying this animal is kosher with the koach of the Ruba, the lesser kamon, that says most animals are kosher. That's what the Rishonim explain. That's called the Teva produces kosher animals most of the time. So that's why the Gemara wonders, like, who says it's true? The Pasuk talks about Ruba the Issa Kamon. Ruba the Lesser Kamon is like a bigger Chiddush. So the Shmaita says, what's going on here? The Dam is a Ruba the Issa Kamon. There's Matsoy, there's Ruba the Lesser Kamon.
So we got a big problem with the.
This is just Paragala. Do you want to keep doing this?
Yeah, it's great.
This is just Paragala.
Okay.
A Paragonite is good.
I'm fine.
It might be a Paragonite.
Two Paragonite.
It's very good for me. I Chazar, I get it much clearer than the first time around.
That's why.
Where did we get Matsu from?
What?
Where did we get Matsu from originally? What was her case? How about the woman?
Rava said it's more common to come from the Makar. Not just more, there's more Dam in the Makar, but it's more Motsui to come from there. So we thought it's like a foreign, a new concept.
Motsui. Is it common?
That's what the Shmaitzer says at the end of the parak.
I know, at the end of the parak.
To answer, to answer Akasha.
Well, I understand. But I mean, sorry, that makes sense. That
it doesn't have to make sense. He says that's what the Gemara means by Motsui. It makes sense to me. Motsui means it's commonly occurs. Hey, that's Ruba Glesser come on. Most of the time, the woman sees down from the Makar.
Part of what I'm having trouble really understanding how Ruba Glesser come on works is with like how we would deal now with Rove Nushim Basulos Nisais. Like, what happens when.
That's. You're asking now an almost philosophical question. Can a Ruba Glesser come on change? Rov Noshim Sulos Nisos is the Chora Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Now it could be most and a Chanami, it could be there's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon on most frum Jewish women. There's no more Ruba the Lesser. I don't know if the Gemara ever meant Rov Noshim. You see, Rivka was a big Chiddush since he was a Basula. So maybe the Gemara always meant Rov Noshim Basulos Nisos meant Jewish women. And now if most and now it has to be from, because if you're secular, you have the same values as the goyim. So
say it hasn't changed. It's just
it hasn't changed. You just have a smaller sample, a smaller laboratory.
It's the same koach and teva.
In the next parak, he talks and says, "Va'avosenu Arabim, v'dinos eru hadavra matzui." In the Zion. In the next parak, I mean, after where we stop, he actually brings in that.
Okay. Shkoyach. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Tonight was new.
Are you leaving now?
I really have to leave, but I have to stay, so I have mixed feelings.
Oh.
Why, you want to talk to me?
I want to ask you a favor, but it's not okay.
I have to talk. The reason I have to say is because I have to talk to you.
Fine.
What I want to do, that's what I'm going to do. We're going in. Okay. What do I mean by Swab 1.5? We're not introducing you. You know, eventually
not that he's
taking
over the whole.
We're just we're going to advertise again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, and this other year as well. But we're not going to be the Schmeitz. In the operation program. No, I don't want to say that. I want to overwhelm. And then we are introducing one new shear.
Also not Rabbi Sefer, for Sefer, you also.
No, exactly. We're waiting for the Sefer for that. So he has to. I want him to take over. There's too much time.
You want a package for you? You want to tell people Rabbi Jacobson's lightsaber?
No,
this is it.
Not yet. Not yet. Meanwhile, it's still his shiurim and there's more shiurim, but he is taking over.
he has to take care of the theme paper, but it's not very fast for it. We have an advertising guy, we know what we're doing.
Yeah,
right. But he needs, right now, he really should write the copy, but he needs the information. So I told him to take the Torah back. The Torah thing has everything in there. It's a good question. He's not an email person. He looks at the email once a day, maybe twice a day. So he feels, he told me today, he feels a little overwhelmed, and he needs just, if he has to make, like right now he has to make 6 long. So if he could tell me to do it, I'll just do it. So I said, I'll ask you. Okay. And I told him he has to start with the food. You should ask one more about the food. Now, on a practical level, that's why I need to prep it now.
That's why I used to. And then I just got annoying. I just left it at home and brought it from home. Because I don't know. When I was a year, I'd bring it from home. I think though, yeah, I don't know if Monty would even know. I don't know if Monty had anything to do with it, as far as I know.
Why is Ari Stern's think Monty?
I don't know. Maybe. Dovi did something together with Monty. I have no idea how Monty was involved. Dovi was the only one.
Maybe took it downstairs.
Maybe somebody just fell with it. It could be, maybe it's that one and it moves and I don't remember what it looks like. The first one we saw with the lock, maybe the old lock broke and you put on a new lock.
The Peru put on a new lock?
Is it a pull-up? Oh, that's the pull-up closet.
No, but the Peru closet doesn't
work. So that must be. No, so maybe Dobie put on a new lock. Maybe the old lock got lost or broken or something. I don't know.
That's not Polo, that's Dobie.
Yeah, maybe that's
Dobie.
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
You bring me all three.
Right. I mean, the key I gave you was the last lock I knew about. I don't remember the closet looking exactly like this, but it's been a long time. I could very easily have forgotten. I've seen a million Tether closets, and I just kind of mixed them up.
Okay. So he needs some help.
Yeah, so I'll make myself available.
I think
I would like my position to be with him. Just tell me what you need to do, and I'll do it. I don't want to be so much like looking to me to initiate.
But right now it's Pasquale. He's still. I don't know if he's going to use it.
Okay.
He feels more calm. If he's pressured, then he want to be on a day with 2 days with advertising, and he needs you to call Rav Kanan or.
That's fine. Yeah, he can tell me whatever. I'll do as much as I can. And little things like that.
We're not writing the preparation program.
Right.
Of course, that's going to take time to develop to see if.
I just thought after Pesach, there's a big difference between in a week and after Pesach. There's a lot of time.
No, so that I did is I'm not waiting for Pesach. But they have to agree to this split.
Meaning they'll do it.
They have to do it. They have their way in there. How to introduce the program.
It sounds like they want to, though. He wrote, normally we do this, I'll come down.
So let him. Good, good.
I think he'll do that. I think he might want us to do the advertising, but like saying, here's the ad, you go publish it where you want, print
okay,
it,
so
hang
I'll
it where
to,
you want.
I'll go to my guy. I'll go to the advertising guy, Jeremy.
Okay, great.
And I'll tell him to decide where to put it in. He's not going to charge us extra just.
Right. We decide though, but I don't know if we want people to go hang it up in shoes, physically walk.
So we have to decide.
Right. So that's the kind of thing I can help as much as I can.
Okay. Good.
Okay. How's your foot doing?
It's getting better.
It looked like you're walking around a little better.
I think it's getting better.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you did. You would be here. No, you too. You're part of us now.
Okay.
I was hoping you did. You would be here too. We want to make a. The average program has stagnated somehow. I talked to Rabbi Jacobson today.
From which end? From the Abrechim or from the Balabar?
In other words, it's really the Balabar. Because Abrechim, we're not looking for Abrechim. We don't include Abrechim. We include Balabar.
It's not an outrageous focus.
Correct. Right. Right.
And it's my fault. For whatever reason, it's stagnant. I wasn't sure what to do with it. So I took the occasion. We want to make it into a rock. We want to start de-emphasizing Sunday. De-emphasize. Not to say it's Sunday, and if you want, then do more. It's a program, and Sunday is the main day when everyone gets to know. He has an idea, but I want the island to know. I wish you did. You was here too. I want the island to know that we. I don't know if they feel stagnant. I want them to know that we have attention and we can push the program, right? For the immediate future, we're just going to put focus into recruiting. Recruiting. We're advertising and telling people about the program, and we want more Balabaki.
Do we have a limit to paying
for it? I want to have a bias.
Just as many as we can.
Have a bias. Then we have the pace to be more of a curriculum. I don't know, we're not going to make it the obligatory, it will be optional. It's a very nice idea to introduce that. The student has to take this for children with curriculum. And that will be this program, that will be this program, Save the Lumen. But that we're waiting for that, because first we want to make a push to expand it. Again, it's like a Turkish Hashanah. It's like a station gas. So I just want to let you know, I would like, I can't, I wish you did use it. I want to know that we are looking to reinvigorate and reinvigorate the program. That's the immediate use. Immediately. We want to get more people in it, get more people in it.
What do you want to do with it?
Nothing. I wanted to let you know.
Is this something you want us to do?
No, it's going to be part of the general advertising. We're calling 1.5. But tonight I wanted.
I think it can get swallowed up. We just have too many things at once. How's there going to be a focus on getting people to come back to this?
So
we need to make a special.
That's a good question. But we don't have enough money to advertise.
I don't think so
if we do, and it's going to be RBS list.
Right.
And
the school list, the RBS list, you may have mentioned about the Russia or things like that.
For that, he might need capping. So it's going to be part, and then we'll make a separate one. Right now, I called you over because I want the island to know that we want to rejuvenate. So maybe I'll ask for a close to 10 o'clock. Then we should all help together, no? I'll ask for to mention.
Can we ask them, are they here at all times for all levels? Maybe do a plug? Whoever's coming to this. Some you should know, everybody's eyes open. We all have mentioned to me that it's your program starting in the evenings and the cultural things, everything. You know, pay it.
You're talking about the morning, Maggie?
Everybody. Like, Jacob's vision should be telling his people to do your program operations. Yeah. Everybody should say, it's your program.
They can each mention.
If they don't have bread, they can't come to issue. Yeah. Oh, they could the other night.
Yeah, well, the other night. He's
not going to say more shiur. He's a very good shiur. I'm fine with this. And he has to prepare. You want to keep up the quality of the shiur. You got to get
the most important. The most important. He's been holding down a big hole.
I would ask them to be on the plug.
Right.
There's nobody that's learning. I don't know.